Okay, so this is Liz Profit Le Marchand from MediaDev. I'm the Chief Operations Officer, and I am interviewing Bernadette Wilson, who is a ISV writer for the DevPro Journal. So hi, Bernadette. Thanks for coming today.
Hi, thanks for inviting me.
So first, I wanted to know, when and why did you start writing about ISVs?
Well, several years ago, I was an associate editor for Business Solutions magazine, and part of our audience was ISVs. So that's probably where my experience began and where my interest began in that that area. Is we wrote about the solutions themselves, the technology, so we could have articles on features or trends, but we also wrote about how businesses in different industries were using those solutions, which I thought was really an interesting area to see how you could apply it. And then in addition to that, anytime we polled our audience, our ISVs would tell us that they wanted more information on running their businesses as well, things like marketing and sales and capitalizing on the software as a service trend at that time. And so I started to develop a full picture of an ISV business. And after I left Business Solutions, I worked for a technology marketing agency. So I had the opportunity to work directly with some ISVs as they tried to really define their brand image and elevate that image, and as they used content for their inbound marketing campaigns or even for printed sales literature. And so I've had the opportunity to write content for ISVs in just about every capacity. And now through DevPro Journal and my work on my own, I feel like I have a really good picture of some of the challenges that ISVs face. And I've developed a really great respect for them, because what I see is that they're behind disruption and virtually every industry, and it's really exciting to see the ideas that people have, and then ISVs are the ones that are making it happen. So that's kind of where I am right now. I'm really excited to watch the progress that we're all making, you know, courtesy of ISVs.
Great. Yes, and things are changing so rapidly, aren't they? So what do you like most about your job?
Yes, sure. I think the best thing for me is that I get to learn something new every day. I can go from writing about marketing one day, you know, the best way to optimize content on the website for search engines, and the next day I can be writing about an emerging blockchain application. So for me, it's really fun to always be writing about something new and learning something new.
Great. I feel the exact same way. So I can understand that. What are your main sources of information when writing about the ISV community and topics that interest ISVs?
At DevPro Journal, we go to the industry thought leaders. A lot of companies that ISVs partner with, whether they're hardware vendors or distributors, payment processing companies, you know, just different people that would be partners. A lot of them have teams that focus on particular industries. They might have a government team or a manufacturing team. And so we look to them to kind of provide insights that can help ISVs with those industries. We just actually had a series of articles published through June on DevPro Journal that we had some really good insights into ISV opportunities in Industry 4.0 and IoT and even mobility and healthcare. So we like to go to people that are, you know, they have the feet on the street, they're talking to people every day, and just to give people or give ISVs that insight that they have. And then, of course, we go to known resources on the web, you know, for marketing or sales advice, just to try to consolidate that all in one place and make it digestible for ISVs.
Great. So what is challenging about writing for ISVs, or how do you overcome those challenges?
For me, I think the biggest challenge is that it's happening so quickly. So if I kind of put my nose down and I work on a particular topic and a week or two goes by, I could miss something in a different area because there's always a new security concern or a new technology or so what I try to do is just stay I'm subscribe to a bunch of RSS feeds or from media outlets or Google Alerts or newsletters, and I just try to keep current as much as I can with what's going on so that our information that we provide can be current as well.
Great. Do you think there's enough content out there for ISVs?
I gave a lot of thought to this, and I think there's plenty of content out there, but I think, there's you can find all kinds of things that people need, and you can find all kinds of information on emerging technologies. But what I think is missing is something that pulls it together specifically for ISVs. These are busy people, and you don't necessarily want to go to an industry source that deals particularly with retailers and then try to decipher it and see what the opportunity might be. So, and that's one of the examples I was thinking about. Like, we know retail is up against massive changes, and they're trying to accommodate new demands from consumers. They just want to shop differently and have greater conveniences. And everybody knows that. And then everybody knows that the Internet of Things is emerging. But putting those two things together and really saying how that could help a retailer from a retailer's point of view, I'm not sure that that's available in too many places. But that is what DevPro Journal tries to do. We try to fill that gap and write specifically for the ISV. In fact, that's one of the articles that we put together in June, kind of where the IoT opportunities might be and how they can help retailers provide better customer experiences. So, and that's something else. We're always open to new ideas. So if somebody wants to reach out to DevPro Journal and say they want to see more content on a particular topic, we're happy to put that on our calendar.
Great. So what are some of the common mistakes that you come across? I mean, you've talked about how you do a lot of reading yourself, and you obviously write some very interesting articles because of the alerts and the things that you've said that you follow. But have you seen any common mistakes, or what do you think ISVs have to work on when it comes to content creation?
Yeah, I do see a few things that we could probably all do better, not just ISVs. And I think the biggest one is writing for your audience. I think that ISVs, because of who they are and what they do, they tend to focus on the technology. And sometimes the things I read are highly technical. But if you're trying to market to someone that's not another ISV, a peer, then it's not going to have the impact that it would if you could actually just speak to that audience and let them know the value that you can offer them. So I think it's important to remember that you only have a couple of seconds to capture someone's attention. So the thing to start off with is how you can make their business more efficient, how you can make their products better, how you can make them more profitable. And then maybe second, come in and explain the technology in terms that that audience could understand. And remember, it might be a retailer or a warehouse operator, and not somebody that's familiar with coding software. So, oh, and it's also important to get a really good picture of that person that you're writing to. I mean, we call it the marketing persona. Because if you're writing to a middle-aged male transportation company owner that isn't really that familiar with technology, it would be a very different kind of article than if you were writing to a young female digital native marketing professional, because you would not say the same thing to them, and you would, and the way you would say it would be different. So I see that too, that and I know it's a struggle if people have an application that can be used across a wide variety of industries and by a wide variety of users. But what you really need to do is target that content to who you're talking to and to have it maximum impact. And it's also a challenge to maintain your brand image while you're doing that, to make sure that you're true to your brand. So those are the things I think that we could all do better at. And then just a reminder that good writing is important. Sometimes I talk to people that kind of downplay it, but it really is, because you want to use proper grammar, you want to say things in a way that makes sense, you know, that the reader can understand, that they're readable. Because if you don't, it really could have a negative impact on your brand image.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Bernadette. Is there anything else that you want us to add?
No, I just invite everybody to check out DevPro Journal, as we're adding new content pretty much every day, and we hope that it's that ISVs will find it useful, and give us a look.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks. Thank you.